around Australia to talk to David Oates, who has more reversals on the remarkable William Tompkins. Hello, David. Welcome back.
Hey, Jeff. Thank you for having me back, as always.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah. So, yes, I've been doing more on Bill Tompkins and done his famous lodge visit. So we'll look at those reversals tonight. And I think this will be my last installment of Bill Tompkins. I'm going to move on to fresh material after this. Okay.
Bill Tompkins and the lodge story. That lodge story, that took place about an hour from where I am.
Yes, I know. Just around the corner from you. Yeah.
Pretty much. Wow. And that's one of the reasons I found it particularly fascinating. But beyond that, he went up there with a county commissioner. I mean, these were interesting people that went up there. And when they got up there, I can't wait to hear what you found. So please proceed. This is going to be interesting.
Okay, well, we have some interesting reversals, to say the least. So let us go jump right into it, shall we?
So, you got it.
This is the first reversal, talking about the lodge visit.
Medford Airport.
Medford Airport. We used his conference room as for many of our meetings.
Really, Dan, I haven't interpreted this one. Made a stent, sought the threat.
Made a stent, sought the threat.
Oh, it's clear.
Made a stent, sought the threat.
Okay, let's go through that again.
Yeah.
Please.
Made
forward.
A stent. Okay, here's the forwards. Okay, here's the forwards.
Here. Okay.
Medford Airport.
Medford Airport. We used his conference room as for many of our meetings.
Okay. Made a stent, as in S-T-E-N-T, sought the threat.
Made a stent, sought the threat. Made a stent, sought the threat. Made a stent, sought the threat.
Okay.
Is he saying saw the threat?
I actually wondered that myself when I listened to it the second time. Yeah, I've documented it as sought, but on that listening through, I thought it was saw, S-A-W. So let's just...
Okay, made a stent. Maybe that's some kind of slang or reversal for taking a side jaunt.
Yeah.
And then saw a threat, or saw the threat. In other words, they did something unusual, a stent.
That's right.
It's a changed in direction, and then they saw a threat.
Yeah. So here it is again.
Made a stent, sought the threat. Made a stent, sought the threat.
It's the threat. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. So that's the first one. All right. Now we start getting a little bit weird. Okay. Here's the next one.
So everything that Goldwater was doing, Rick Holt would repeat in the meetings because Goldwater was involved in the government.
Okay. It's the demon that feeds you. Okay? It's the demon that feeds you.
It's the demon that feeds you. It's the demon that feeds you. It's the demon that feeds you.
Remember I told you? In an email, I got some dark reversals on this lodge visit.
Yeah,
well,
I'm having a little trouble hearing a D in front of demon. I hear something eman. Let's try it again, if you wouldn't mind. I don't hear a D.
Okay.
It's an eman. It's an eman in the meetings. An eman in the meetings. An eman.
Yeah, I can hear a D. I'll do it again.
It's an eman.
Yeah, there's a D there.
Sounds like Neiman. It sounds like he's saying a Neiman. Neiman.
What's a Neiman?
I
guess it's a demon with an N. I don't know.
I don't know either.
All right, what does he say? Play it again, please, the reversal.
Yeah, I can hear the D. So,
okay.
I'll do it. Okay, here we go.
It's Neiman. It's
What is the whole reversal in your read? It's, what do you have?
It's the demon that feeds you. It's a demon that feeds you.
It's a demon that feeds you. It's a demon that feeds you.
You're having trouble with that reverse, aren't you, Jeff?
I don't hear. I hear an N instead of a D. However, it's, let's just say the D is there. I'm 6,000 miles away from you, or 10, right, or whatever. It's a demon that needs you.
Oh, let's listen to that.
It's a demon that needs you.
Oh, okay. I actually hear the end.
It's demon that needs you. It's demon that needs you.
Oh, it is needs. You're right.
It's demon that needs you.
All right. Okay. I'll give you the end, but I get the D.
You got it. Okay. Fair enough. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now, a demon is a word that that would figure into this. And for you newcomers out there who don't know who William Tompkins was, you're hearing a man who was in his 90s right there. Yeah. Talking about things that have happened in his life. And we had him on the program here for over 53 hours. So this is remarkable. These are getting, that's a little dark if he's talking about demons, but it wouldn't surprise me, not at all. And the fact that the demons would need you, it makes perfect sense. What else are they going to do if they don't have us?
Well, look, I have found dark reversals among genuine ET contacts. Now, I don't know what they mean yet. It's still too early in my research to draw on a conclusion, okay?
Got it. Sure. Yeah,
this is not unusual. All right, so here's the next one.
And this man knew all about extraterrestrials and everything that Goldwater knew, Rick Holt knew. Because Rick Holt, when he was gone, he would be over with the family.
Okay, walk new psychic.
It's
quite clear.
That's
your voice.
Wait. Walk sounds like walk.
Yeah.
You're psychic.
You're psychic. Okay, you're.
Oh,
yeah, I can go with your. I can go with your.
Walk, dot, dot, dot. You're psychic. Okay.
Yeah,
now,
I can go with that.
For our listeners, Goldwater is Senator Barry Goldwater one time. I believe 1964 is when Goldwater ran for president or tried to run for president. I can't remember. It was back in the day. But he's talking about Rick Holt going over to stay with the Goldwater family. That's Senator Barry Goldwater. Barry Goldwater was a general in the Air Force. Right? General? Anyway. Very high-ranking officer in the Air Force. And Rick Holt was the county commissioner for this part of Jackson County in southern Oregon. So he was a county commissioner, ranking politician in the county that I happen to live in right now and that Bill lived in back then. So Rick Holt, county commissioner. Keep that in mind. Barry Goldwater, former presidential candidate and very, very dedicated American patriot. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. All right, so anyway, so walk, you're psychic. That sort of just makes sense. He obviously got some information. Here's a strange one. Here's the Fords.
And we sat on the other side of one long table. So we were facing the view in the windows.
Now, this is bizarre. No one believed in this.
No one believed in this.
No, I don't think he's lying. I don't know what it means by no one believing this, unless he's.
Well,
thinking,
I can tell you.
Okay.
I'll tell you. No one believes his story.
It's
like sci-fi. That whole trip up the mountain to that lodge, what was that lodge? What did they see outside the windows?
Okay.
Suddenly they were looking outside the windows and they were out in space and they were looking at stars and things. So what was that that they were in? All right.
And as far as seeing stars and things, listen to this reversal.
And in fact, two of those vehicles landed close to like 30 miles outside of Seattle, believe it or not.
Huh. They see your spots around the Earth.
They see your spots around the Earth. They see your spots around the Earth.
And again, spots could be stars, it could be spaceships, who knows, but it's a congruent reversal, okay? He was out in space and he saw stuff, okay? So that basically confirms what he said, if that makes sense. Right.
Sounded like what he was saying was that two of the craft landed near Seattle, but they were landing in their spots, where they were supposed to be. Maybe there's a base there. Maybe there's something else. They were. Oh, I didn't get it. He was seeing stars. I was talking about E.T. craft landing, where they were supposed to land in their spots.
All right. Well, that would make sense with this next reversal.
The interesting thing about this is that there was no highway up to this facility. The only way you could get there was by helicopter.
See the spot.
Well, he's talking about the hunting lodge.
I guess so.
You had to go up
spots. I would say there are other spots around the Earth as well. Okay.
Correct.
Based on
correct.
Early
Yeah.
They see your spots around the Earth. Here, let's play that reverse again. You know, just play the reversal itself.
They see your spots around the Earth.
Clear as day.
Yeah. And then we got this one. I see the spot.
See the spot.
So there you go. That's twice. Okay, now we've got another dark one. Here we go.
More beautiful women. Okay. And but everybody's dressed like we were. Know the difference?
Oh, yeah, he's saying the, the tall Nordics.
And blondes. Beautiful.
Blonde, tall blonde, sorry, yeah. You can't search in a new venom.
You can't search in a new venom. You can't search in a new venom. You can't search in a new venom.
I have no idea what that means.
Try that one more time, would you please, David? Just backwards, just the reverse.
You can't search in a new venom. You can't search in a new venom. You can't search in a new venom.
I hear venom, too, and I don't know why. I have no idea. You can't search in a new venom. That's odd.
Another one of those dark reversals I told you about, okay? Demon and venom. Then here's another strange one, too.
It had both the power in the front and the power in the back like a Jeep would be.
Kill carbon.
Well, there's a move now worldwide to kill carbon, right? Carbon emissions in engines, you know, petroleum-fueled engines, kill the carbon.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, then that's what he's talking about. And then the last one of the lodge is this one here.
Yeah, and he was around for quite a while, but then nobody could find him. And I talked to his son, and his son mentioned that he had gone to Goldwater's house.
Arizona?
And talked to Goldwater.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, bad in the shame, Nazi.
Bad in the shame, Nazi. Bad in the shame, Nazi. Bad in the shame, Nazi.
So there you go, another dark one, Nazi.
Well, it's quite clear. I don't know. I don't know how else to hear it. That's what it says.
And this is also not the first reference I've found to Nazis on UFOs. Okay.
Well, don't forget the Germans had, call them what you want, the Germans had UFO flying craft in the 30s and 40s, and probably continued building them long after the war and took them to their next level. We think that that's a possibility.
I have no problem believing that, and reversals would support that. So there is this dark agenda. Agenda is not the right word. A dark something.
It's a reality. It's a reality. It's part of the fabric of reality. It's dark.
Yeah.
And go ahead, David. Go.
I was just going to say we saw that with Dolly too. A genuine story, but dark reversals.
I think Bill Tompkins knew a lot more than he revealed. I think his plan was to reveal them through a series of books. And his first book was finished, and books number 2 and 3 have been ghostwritten by Dr. Bob Wood, and they're excellent. They're all predicated on Bill Tompkins' own notes in his computer. So, he is really a character of enormous importance in the whole field of ufology. Good job. Okay, keep going.
All right. Okay, so that's what I got on the lodge visit. So then I moved on to...
By the way, for you listening, you can, if you look on the right side, scroll down to William Tompkins. And if you look around in there, you'll find the interview that I did with him about the lodge, which at this point appears to have been a large UFO that took on the configuration, or somehow had the people who visited it, Rick Holt, Bill Tompkins, and a dozen other people, see it as a lodge, even though it was something else. You know, you can do that in people's minds if you're good, and these people were very good. I don't know what it was, but it did seem that it took off and took them all into space. Don't know for how long, don't know for what purpose. And then they were back, and then they were driving down the logging road to get off the top of this small mountain. This is quite a story. Well, when you listened to it, what were you thinking? What were your thoughts?
Oh, I was quite fascinated by the whole story. Really, I was curious. Look, once I did his reverse, forget the dark nature to him. But once I did his reversal and knew he was telling the truth, it's like, oh wow, there's a whole other world out there.
And, there sure is. Oh yeah.
Needs a lot of exploration to unravel it. So,
this book's going to take
me a long time. Go on, sorry.
Yeah. No, the book's going to take you a long time. Yes, this is a huge story. Huge.
Yeah.
You may be the one to crack it open. Others
I've
have tried.
No. Yeah, this book's going to take me a couple of years, I think, to research. And on the topic of books, I released a new book on Monday this week. It's called The Great Reverse Speech Lexicon. And it is a compilation of all my work. It covers all my theories, all my techniques, how to find reversals, how to change behavior, what reverse speech is, where it's coming from, the spiritual world. It's the reverse speech Bible. A must-have in reverse speech. As all my books are now, it is available for free download. You don't even have to give your email address, so we aren't harvesting email address to tell you something. So just go straight to the website, reversespeech.com/products. It's in the product section on the Reverse Speech
or
website.
Or look on the homepage at rents.com. On the left side, look for David Oates, and you'll see the banner right there with his face on it. It's all David's books, free. You can go right there, too.
Absolutely free. Yeah, I've got to tell you something funny. Thank you very much for everyone who sent me in donations. They are just greatly appreciated. I've actually made more money out of my books since I gave away for free than I had when I was selling them. So go figure.
Oh, that's funny. That is funny. That's very nice.
Yeah, so thank you so much, everyone who's sending donations. I really do appreciate it a lot. Okay, so this is Bill Tompkins from December 2016. Let's just start running it forwards. And we don't need to go through the break, Jeff. I didn't have many reversals as I thought I did. So here we go.
Let me go back to the beginning of where I was exposed to essentially an area on Wilshire Boulevard.
Okay, you're naked with this taboo.
You're naked with this taboo.
Okay, let's deal with naked first. Naked is reverse speech metaphor. It means to be open and receptive, willing. You know, you are open and receptive and naked.
Mm-hmm.
So you're naked with this taboo. I don't know what the taboo is. You know him better than I do. You may have more of an idea. But you're naked with this taboo means that, you know, I'm open with this. Something's been forbidden, but I'm open and free and I'm willing to be shown it. There we go. That's how I would interpret the reversal. Okay?
Sure, that works. Works fine. Yeah, all right, so hold on and we'll take a little break and come right back. More William Tompkins, Reverse Speech with David Oates as we continue. Stay right there. David? All right. Onward.
Onward and upward. Okay, let me get the next Bill Tompkins reversal up. Okay, here we go.
This, I found out about my dad's involvement on this years after I had finished the work at TRW.
Another strange one. Gee, this guy's mind is interesting. Be the Greys.
Be the Greys.
What does he mean by be the Greys?
Hold on. Try that one more time, please.
Sure. Okay. Be the Greys.
Be the Greys.
Try this. Feel the Greys.
Oh, I can hear Phil. Okay, I hear Phil very clearly. Gee whiz, feel the Greys. Okay, all right.
In other words, take note of the alien Greys. Feel the Greys. Sorry. Feel their presence.
Yeah, that makes complete and utter sense. Yeah, okay. I need to change that reversal. Okay, so feel the Greys. Congruent reversal. Now we start getting in a couple of interesting ones. Here's the next one, talking about the Air Force and ETs.
We had a program which was involved in both the Air Force and the Navy. And this was addressing extraterrestrial threats.
Addressing extraterrestrial threats, right? And backwards, at the end of the night, so afraid.
At the end of the night, so afraid. At the end of the night, so afraid.
So you agree that's a clear reversal?
At the end of the night, so afraid.
In. The first word is in. In the end of the night, so afraid. Yeah. So it's the same as saying at.
Yeah, it is in. You're quite right, Jeff.
At the end of the night, so afraid.
Means the same thing. All right. Okay, so...
He sounds afraid, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. What did he see? What did he learn from the Greys? Okay? And what's the end of the night? The end of something dark and foreboding? I don't know.
It's kind of a euphemism for just saying it like a at the end of the day, what do we have?
That's right.
At the end
yeah.
of the night, what do we have?
Fear.
This is what we have. We've got fear.
And then he says it again in the next reversal. Listen to the next one.
Got it.
So what took place was that the Air Force had their facilities controlled in the Pentagon by the Navy.
Okay. See the laws of bread, man so afraid, or man's so afraid, one of the two.
See the laws of bread, man so afraid.
Yeah, just man, singular. See the laws of bread, man so afraid.
See the laws of bread, man so afraid. See the laws of bread, man so afraid.
See the loss of bread, is so afraid. In other words, sounds like starvation.
See the loss of bread.
Oh, it is. It is lost, too. Gee, you got good ears, Jeff. I agree with you practically 90% of the time.
See the loss of bread. Man, you're afraid.
Wow.
See the loss of bread.
It is certainly loss of bread.
He's talking about
famine.
It sounds like famine. I would have to say that that's it's almost like forward remote viewing. I think he's looking ahead, and he sensed that a famine was coming, and that's whatever his subconscious was doing. That's what came out. Because we're facing a famine.
Yeah.
Well, it's engineered. It's synthetic. It's been created, but we still are.
I don't know what food's like in America, but we've got a shortage on grocery shelves here in Australia.
It's going to come down like a hammer in the winter here. Oh, it's going to be bad.
Okay, so that's twice we've got so afraid. So what that tells me is whatever they learn from the Greys, okay, what was the reversal? Hang on, let me play it again. I've forgotten what you said. The Greys reversal.
Feel the Greys.
Feel the Greys.
Feel the Greys.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So then we got the next reversal. There's a gibberish.
You know what he's doing here? He's painting a picture of a bad group of ETs who have nothing in mind but harming human beings and humankind. And I would submit that the people involved with these bioweapons, they're not vaccines, never were, never could be, they're not vaccines, they're genocidal tools of extermination. I think what we're seeing is a rollout of what Bill was talking about, and a famine is coming as part of it. They're going to kill off more people, maybe only third world people, I don't know, but it's in the cards, it's on the way. We've had over 100 major food packing and processing plants burned down or shut down in the last several months here. Major food processing plants. They're setting us up for a famine. And I think that the top rung of the elite, the global elite, are working with an off-planet intelligence. I have always felt that way. And it would sound from Bill's reversals as if that's the case.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards there. I'm not quite there yet, but I'm leaning in that direction. Yeah. I'll have a lot more information in 6 months from now. I've done a lot more reversing. All right, so here's the next reversal. Here we go. Here's the Fords.
Into an area near the runway that they had, but probably about 2.5 miles just east and northeast. And they broke into a tunnel.
Okay, now talking about the tunnels. Okay, we've got two reversals here separated by gibberish. See a throat, a little bit of gibberish, followed by see such dark. I think it's a very straightforward reversal. I'll play it, then I'll tell you what I think it means. See a throat, a little bit of gibberish, see much dark.
See a throat, see such dark.
Oh, that's clear.
See a throat, see such dark.
Uh, I think that's a very simple reversal. Throat is the opening of a tunnel, and it was dark in the tunnel. I think it simply means that, personally.
If I might invite all of you, if you're just kicking back and nothing to do, go start listening to the William Tompkins reversals. Just sit back and listen, and know that reverse speech has validated Bill. I didn't need that, but now we've got David on board with reverse speech, for goodness sake. So he's telling his truth. And there's a lot more that he's not talking about. Lots.
Oh, yeah?
And
well,
do
Sorry, go ahead.
No, you finish. Go ahead.
Well, I was saying, I lost my train of thought now.
Here.
The same with the other reversals I played on the show last time. He's giving us more information in reverse than he's giving us in forward. Like, we know there's fear. The authorities are afraid. Now, he didn't tell us that in forward speech.
No.
You heard that in reverse speech.
No. That's not to say he was afraid, although he did sound like he was afraid when he was reporting that or speaking it in his subconscious. I would say, I don't remember, but the country is laced with underground, high-speed transit tunnels. They have tunnel boring machines that can go through anything. I don't know how much they move per day, maybe a quarter mile, half a mile. I don't know. They can move, though. And they melt the rock, and they turn it into, well, just like a smooth coating on the inside of a tube. They melt the rock, they go through, and it moves along the side of the tunnel boring machine, and it is laid out in a perfect, smooth, round tube. And I think it's possible that the rumors that some of these tunnel boring machines, I don't know how deep they go, but they're down there, have run into tunnels that we didn't make that have been there for a long time.
That's what William Tompkins says. Yeah.
Correct.
Okay, so here's the next reversal.
Large, much larger tunnel, which led them to an enormous cavern, which northeast of both the Navy facilities and the Air Force facilities.
The China
and
Lake, course, China Lake, Bill? Would that be China Lake?
Yeah. Sea philosophy damned it.
Sea philosophy, you mean, yes.
Certainly philosophy. I don't know. The only thing I can think of is I didn't like what they saw. All these extra tunnels, it didn't fiddle their philosophical ideas. I don't know. I don't know what he means by sea philosophy, damn it.
Can you play that again, please?
Yeah, sure. Just the reverse.
Yeah,
right?
Just the reverse, yeah. Sea velocity and man and man did it. Sea velocity and man did it.
Now I can't hear that one, Jeff. Sorry.
That's all right.
No.
Now it's philosophy. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I'll leave that to Fjord.
I hear city. I hear city there. Maybe it's something else city. See?
I don't know. I hear my original version.
Do you hear a man did? Hang on.
You know, I actually just heard your velocity for the first time. Hang on.
There's a V in there.
Yeah, I do hear the V. I don't know. I think that person.
Sea velocity. These are high speed tunnels. Sea velocity. A man did it. In other words, this is a man-made tunnel, high velocity.
I can hear what you're hearing. I'm not 100% convinced, but anyway, that's okay.
No. It's just it's a very interesting reversal, though. This whole thing is. He knew so much. Bill. Oh, yeah. He was brimming with knowledge that we'll never hear about unless it's in his books. And his first book, Selected by Extraterrestrials, is available, I believe, on Amazon. And I think the second and third book are out as well, easy to find. Dr. Bob Wood, his good friend and associate, who has all of Bill's notes and things, put those books together.
Ah, here's the next reversal.
But, of course, what they found was they broke into other tunnels, which were about 2.5 times the diameter. And these were had no highway in there, and they had no rails.
Okay, so there's your second set of tunnels. Warm their heart.
Warm their heart. Warm their heart. Warm their heart.
I kind of think he's putting out a warning to everyone who's listening. Okay, listen, you know, we've got an extra set of tunnels down here. Okay, I think this is part of his. part of his.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Then we got this one.
Went under the Atlantic Ocean. They went under Europe. They went under China. And they went under Japan. They came back and went under the Pacific Ocean and came back in and connected.
That's a hell of a network of tunnels. Oh, my God.
I told you.
Wow. The back was help me buried in that hell.
Help me buried in that hell. Help me buried in that hell.
I think I know what it means.
Help me buried in that hell.
Help. I think. Help. Help me buried in that hell. Is that what he's saying?
That's what he's saying, yep. I think he feels a little bit overwhelmed by all this information. He's swamped with all this stuff.
Help me, I'm buried in this hell, all this underground, worldwide underground tunnel systems. Who the hell did it?
That's right.
That would be intimidating, for sure.
Yeah, that's exactly what the reversal means. Yeah, that's exactly what I thought when I found it. He's saying he's in over his head, okay?
He's mind-boggled. Yeah, that would do it.
Yeah. Then we've got this one.
Two other tunnels on the Pacific coast.
Wow.
And, of course, they went north to Alaska, and they went south to Antarctica.
They made a song out of that, didn't they? North to Alaska.
Sure reversal. Did. Ernie, you know who was in that film?
No, who was that?
John Wayne and Ernie Kovacs.
I don't know Ernie Kovacs, but I know John Wayne was in there.
Oh, Kovacs was a brilliant comic, very funny man.
Okay.
Anyway, go ahead.
Reversal says, our solace, give a whisper. Our solace, give a whisper. Okay, and bear in mind, he's just said, I'm buried in this hell. Help me, okay? So I think part of what he's doing is he's relieving this tremendous burden he's got by drip-feeding this information. Our solace give a whisper. Hey, listen, I've got some secret for you. You know what I mean?
So, yeah, I hear you.
So that's how I interpret that reversal. Then we've got this one here.
So, oh my gosh, what did they find out later? There was a tunnel under Los Angeles that covered all of Southern California.
Shows NASA were in that part.
So NASA were in the part.
Shows NASA were in that part.
Shows NASA were in that part.
So all that tells me is NASA is involved with this whole thing in some way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sure. Sure.
Investigating it, look into it. God, NASA knows a whole lot more than they're telling us.
Well, the last tunnel boring machine photo that I saw was taken in the mid to late 70s, an enormous machine, and it was painted white partially, and it had on it a United States Air Force emblem, USAF. What is the Air Force doing underground in a tunnel boring operation?
Dang.
NASA is in space. I don't know. It's the whole thing. Ultimately, it's the Navy, though. It's always the Navy. Everything revolves around the Navy, believe it or not.
Okay, and then this is the last of a song I've got playing for you coming up. Here we go.
Now, it's very, very interesting that what we just said was the extraterrestrials had large tunnels and large caverns.
Show vessels shows the sky. Show vessels, ET craft. I'd say these network of tunnels were ET related. They had craft in there.
Yeah. So play that one more time for me, please, David. Show vessels. Show. Go ahead.
Yeah. Show vessels shows the sky.
Okay, the first word is shown.
Shown
vessels. In other words, I was shown vessels which show the sky or fly into space. I was shown vessels that show the sky.
Well,
makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Shown.
Oh, it is shown. Gee whiz, I heard that really clearly.
So shown vessels shows the sky. The vessels show the sky.
Yeah.
Spaceships.
Complete sense. Total other sense. Okay, look, I've done several hours of Bill Tonkin now. My conclusion is the man is telling a completely true story, and in point of fact, he's not telling the whole story. He's hiding, he's withholding information for whatever reasons of his own. Okay, so, one of the good guys in ufology, okay?
Well, I think he's the best. Well, there's some other wonderful people in there. I shouldn't say that. I didn't mean it in that respect. But 53 hours of radio interviews we were blessed to have been able to do. They're all there for any of you who want to hear them. This man was telling the truth. So whatever you heard forward, you could probably multiply it two or three fold in reverse, things that he didn't say. And I think he was a little hesitant to roll it all out. But it was always fun to talk to Bill. And he unfortunately passed on. And I hope he's up there looking down. He deserves it. And he did share a tremendous amount of material on this program. And thank you very much for doing all the reversals, because it does validate someone. He deserves the validation. He was telling the truth. Totally.
My pleasure, Jeff. I'll see you next week with a new UFO guy. Probably George Adamski, I think.
Excellent.
I'll move on.
All right. Yep. Very good. Very good. Thank you, David.
Thanks.
Okay.
No worries. Okay. See you.
All right. Well, pretty neat. Pretty neat. I wish Bill were here to share this with, but I have a hunch he's listening. Telling the truth. There's so much going on out there that we will never even as a group, and I'm talking about those of us who, as a group, understand more than the average, we'll never understand it. It's stranger than we can imagine. The history of this planet, what's out there, we're being kept in a little thimble by the controllers. They don't want people asking questions. And what's more than that, they don't want people getting real answers. But Bill Tompkins was getting real answers. So, terrific stuff. Okay, thank you all for being here. Talk to you tomorrow night. Be safe, take care, and there's still a little time to prepare, so get out to Costco. I've got no stock in the company, but they have the cheapest bulk prices. And buy food that'll last. Try to buy freeze-dried food if you can, so you'll have something to eat in case those days appear, and it does look like they're going to. Talk to you tomorrow. Be well.